Turn with me this morning to the 7th chapter of Romans. The 7th chapter of Romans. Lord, help us this morning. Lord, help us this morning. Verses 15, 16, 17, and 18. Do you have it?
Amen.
Let's read it together. For that which I do, I allow not. But what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. I need to preach this. I want to preach this. But every time I've ever preached it, I was burdened. That's a burdensome passage. Keep your Bibles open as we walk through these verses. And may God have mercy upon all who hears this morning. I want to preach the heart of man's problem. The heart of man's problem. Do you know why we spend so much time on auxiliary matters? It is because we will not deal with the heart of the problem. You will never kill a tree by breaking off limbs. And the whole Christian world, the whole religious world, might I say, because there's a difference in being Christian and religious. There's a grave difference. Religion has often been said man's attempt to find God. But in Christianity, God found man. The religious world, Brother Rice, is on a kick. We are moral, we are clean, we are straight, and we're going to take some kind of religious broom and sweep all the dirt out of the world. It will never be done. Perhaps, knowing I'm on television, some things may not be best to say for some people, but it's best to say for me. There's a drive here in our city to make our city a pornography free. Well, if you do, what have you got? Man will do anything in the world rather than go to the heart of his problem. I need some church folk. We'll march against all the liquor stores. People, believe me, that's not our problem. You can fill a gallon bottle, jug of whiskey, the best whiskey in the world, up and set it up on the mantle. It'll never bother a soul. Never curse, never shoot, never pull a trigger. It'll sit there and just look at you. Not our problem. We labor night and day because we will not attack the problem. If somebody in this church will hear me this morning preach for a few minutes, I'm going to preach what our problem is. And I pray that God will break somebody's heart this morning. Can you hear me? It's an old analogy, but I use it all the time. You can't make a lamb out of a hog by putting it in a green pasture. He's not a hog because he's in a pen. He's a hog because of his nature. So we spend all kinds of money, rehabilitation programs, counseling sessions, trying to clean up our society, our brothers and sisters. I'm not anti any of these things, but I'm telling you, that's not our problem. Because we know as well as anybody else, whatever we, by law, have driven off of the front streets, they carried it in black markets on the back streets. Evil is with us. The first line in this text always threw me. I always thought if I could preach through the first line, I could get through this text. For that which I do, I allow not. Allah will throw you in the King James Version because it will not render the truer meaning of this verse. Are you with me? Are you listening to me? All right. Do you know what he's saying? Do you have any idea what he's saying? He's saying this. I don't know why I do the things I do. That struck a nerve.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why I do some things. That's the statement of so many people in our world this morning. So come here. Why did you do that? Your little side of your mirror's on the car. One day my little boy reached his hand and rolled the window down, reached out there and caught that mirror and just pulled it off. And I grabbed mine and said, "Mom, why'd you do that?" And I don't know. I said, "What? I'm mad." I said, what did you do that for?" He said, "Daddy, but I don't know why I did that." I said, "You know it was wrong?" He said, "Yes, sir." "And you did it anyway?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Why?" I said, "I don't know why I did that." Sounds a little funny about 80 years old. But I want to know, why do you do some of the things you do? Because as adults, we do things just as stupid. That makes absolutely no sense at all. We just do it. And then stand back as innocent and as foolish looking as we can and ask ourselves, why in the world did we do that? What makes us do some of these things? What is the reasons for it? I mean, it's enough publicity now about pot, crack. Everybody's aware of it. And you see them hauling them off every day, losing their minds, and you go right out there behind them. Get you some,
get on it too. I want to know, why do we do the things we do when we know it's not good for us? It's destructive. And isn't it strange? We always enjoy the most what we don't need. Have you ever noticed anything happens funny in church, you can't stop laughing? I get so tickled here sometimes, I had to get them to leave. Poor, because I know I'm going to burst. I have so many friends in here too. Even they who hide behind musical instruments. You know something is wrong. The Bible's against it. Your conscience is against it. Why do you do it? There was a preacher in a certain city. And every Sunday morning, I mean every Sunday morning, his members said he preached on adultery. Well, you know it's all right to say that's not been adultery, but we know it's wrong. But every Sunday? The fellow said, well, what's causing that? I said, well, usually a man kicks at the dog that's got a hold to his britches leg.
All right.
I'm not trying to get it off of you. I'm trying to get it off of me. Why do we do what we do? Why do we continue? I passed down upper yesterday, and I saw that crowd at UK. I said, oh, Lord, if I could preach to a crowd like that just one time in my life. But who would sit that long to hear a man preach?
Amen.
Who in here would sit the length of a football game to hear me preach? Well, I know a few of you. Did anybody in the choir raise their hands? You better get your hands up, you know. Look like the things that ought to be important to us is just not important. Look at our children. You have to push them to do their homework. Drive them. But who ever has to tell one to go play Nintendo? The teacher beats her brains out in school trying to teach Johnny the difference between a noun and a verb. And he still got them confused. And the first time Nintendo came out, they were playing them. Like they were born doing that. Isn't it strange? Our appetites. We in a McDonald's and a Burger King age. We come in and shove a McDonald's in our kids' mouth and we're gone. The things we ought to do, come on, church,
amen,
are the things we're leaving undone.
Amen.
We make no time for our children. We love Nintendo. It's a good babysitter. Go play your Nintendo. I'm tired. Go to your grandmother's. Go across the street. Go anywhere. Get out. You're on my nerves. Woo! Folk in their mid-30s holler, my nerves are gone. It's gone. Woo! These children drive me crazy. You crazy before you got them. The things we ought to attend to in life, we don't do it.
Amen.
You got your Bibles on me? For he said, for what I would
for what I want to do, the things I know I need to do, those are the things that I don't do. Is that right? The things I love to do them, I want to do them, I know they're right to do, but those are the things I do not do. So I've got no problems with knowing what's right to do. I know what's right. And believe me, I really want to do them. I said, well, sir, but what do you do? He said, the things I hate. Have you all got your Bibles? He said, but what I hate, that's the things I do. I know it's wrong. I know it's killing me. I know it's not right. But that's what I do. You show a man a right way and a wrong way, he will inadvertently choose the wrong way.
Amen.
I raised dogs in Oak Ridge. I had a bunch of dogs. And I... rats got bad back there. So I had the exterminator come out and put out rat paws out there around upon the house. They buried it. Well, gophers, a lot of them were gophers. So I said, I'm just so scared that Ma to get into this stuff. I said, Ma, come here. I said, we have put rat paws down around the house. And the little boxes upon the houses, upon the side of the house. Don't you touch that. That's poison. He said, okay, Daddy. I turned my back. Mark got on his knees. And pulling one out. That's stupid. And children, we whip them for it. But why do grown folk do that? Can anybody hear me this morning? God help somebody hear me, Jesus. You make them hear me. You make them hear me. We would know it's wrong. And even would admit I hate it. When I was a boy, I used to see people drinking whiskey, you know. They take a bottle, half pint up, and they turn up and say, and then they say, and I would say, why would you drink a whole half a pint of anything that makes you look like that? They say a few other things too. I said, if you gonna drink all that much of it, it ought to be good. You know, I say, that's delicious. That's boy, that's really good, you know. But everybody always come down on I've even heard them say this. I don't even like this stuff. You ever heard that? I don't like this stuff. Why do we do the things we hate? The things that are wrong. Why do we do it? Why do we come to church Sunday after Sunday? Hear a man open the word of God, preach it, and then we're coming back next Sunday and next Sunday, and we have no mind to even do better. A man profusely beat his wife. She sold him for divorce. He came to me crying. You gotta reconsider. And what'd you beat her for? He said, I don't know. He said, I love that woman. I said, you can't beat nothing like that you love, mister. He said, I don't know why I do it. I said, if I were her, I'd get the divorce till you found out.
Amen. Amen.
Cause this thing could be fatal. Why are you finding out? Why do you destroy something you love? Come here, somebody. Come here to me. Come here. Why do you destroy something you love? How can you hurt something you love? How can you tear it to pieces if you love it? How can you set up and burn it down
if you love it? How can you destroy yourself if you love yourself? And what makes you plunge into stuff you don't like? You know it's wrong, and you keep on doing it. What's your problem? Baby, I'm coming to the problem this morning. It's not the liquor store. It's not the pornographic shops. It's not the drug on the street. That's not our problem.
Amen.
You clean up all the drugs. Close up all the porno shops. Get rid of all the liquor stores. You still have the problem. Your problem is deeper than the things you do. So we feel good saying, I stopped doing so-and-so and I stopped doing so-and-so. It makes you better than me, huh? Maybe a man can't become a woman because he puts on a dress. It's deeper than that. Come on here. Come here, I said. Deeper.
Yes.
Deeper. He said this in verse 16. Look here. He said, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Let me explain that verse. If I do what I know is wrong and bad for me to do, then I've got to agree that the law which saith don't do it is best for me. I've got to agree with the law. And you know, if I could ever in my heart say, well, the law's wrong, the law's wrong, the law's wrong, the law's wrong. But when I know in my heart it's bad for me, it's bad to me, then I've got to agree, Brother Livingston, yes, that the law is right.
Yes, sir.
So then a man is sinning against the law and his conscience. Because both of them condemning you. Both of them. The law and conscience stands against you. So, sir, but what is it? He said, now then, I've reached a conclusion. He said, I found out something. He said, I thought if I moved from Lexington to Cincinnati, I'd get away from this. I thought if I moved from the north side to the south side, I thought I'd change my job. Went back to college. But iniquity is deeper than knowledge. Say, well, the reason folk do wrong, they don't know any better. Ha! You know that's a lie. Come on, come here. I said, come here. No. So no, what it is you got to get them all to college. Everybody get a degree, and we have a good world. What Johnny needs is to be put in a better school. It's the school system. School system. It's the teachers. That's what it is. So I'm gonna move my kid out of this school, and I'm gonna put him in Princeton. He needs to be at Harvard because UK doesn't provide the kind of sociological environment that he needs.
Come on here.
So no. I need something that's upper crust.
Make it right.
So I can't live in Kentucky anymore. I've got to move to Massachusetts. Because the area there is more cultured.
Yes.
They have great art museums and operas. And I need to be exposed to the better life. Huh? And so you move to Massachusetts. And then you go to the opera. And then you whatever. You soon discover, baby, that your problem is still there.
All right.
We're here now.
Preach, boy, preach, preach. Well, your problem is still there. I moved to the next city. I moved to the next place. I've made new friends. I'm rubbing shoulders now with the Mr. and Mrs. Elite.
My Lord. Preacher. Yeah.
Do you ever run into name dropping folk? Yeah. You ever meet any of those? Do you know, sir and sir? I said, put your glasses back on. Oh, yes, I've been to Europe. So what?
Amen. Amen.
I've been to Murray, too. I travel extensively. So what? Maybe you ain't got no house to live in.
Well, preach it.
Traveling extensively doesn't make you somebody. Gypsies do that. That's not your problem. Can anybody hear me? If you can hear me, say amen. Can you hear me up there? That's not your problem. The fella says, I hate to admit this, but it's no more I that do it. There is a monster living in me. There is a monster down in my body. And I tried to make it everything else I could. But Lord, I've got to admit, and if anybody can hear me preach this morning who will admit there is a monster living in your body, God will do something for you this morning. But we'll lie, cheat, steal, kill, do anything to cover up our real problem. I'm about through. So you know what? So now I know something. As if, get your Bibles on me. As if he has arrived at this. I finally found out something. For I know in me, that is in my flesh. Wait, let me stop there. Let me stop there. Because the flesh here, the Greek doesn't mean that. No, we're not talking about that. That's why some churches preach, you know, you tell the women don't put on any lipstick, any makeup, because that flesh is not your problem.
Preach it, that's right.
Paint it up or not paint it up is not your problem. What's going to happen to that flesh? It's going to rotten.
Yes, sir.
If that's all the problem you have, we'll get through that in a few days. Because we're going back to the dust. No, the word flesh in the Bible means nature.
Yes.
For I know that in my nature.
Yes.
Yes. Am I preaching?
Yes, sir.
In my nature. Yes. In my nature dwelleth no good thing. Oh. Do you know the one person I hate to tell the truth on? Is me. I know there's nothing good in you. I can understand. Oh, Jesus, help me preach. I can understand there's nothing good in you all. But me? Me? Elder Ward? Oh, the Bible's got to be mistaken. Because I'm a good person.
Order? There's nothing good in my nature. Your nature is your problem. It's not what you do is your problem, but it's who you are. I'm a sinner by nature. Come here to me. Come here. I was born in sin, shapen in iniquity. In sin, my mother conceived me. I came out of my mother's womb speaking lies. My nature's corrupt. Something's wrong on the inside of me. I don't care how good I try to be. Something's wrong on the inside of me. There's a war going on. When I would do good, evil is always present. I don't mean to act the way I act. I really start off acting good. But all of a sudden, that monster jumps up in me, turns me around. It's got me doing the thing I said I never would do. Oh! Can't handle this monster. Oh, preacher, don't stop preaching before you tell me how to handle this monster. Oh, elder, don't sit down now. You've got me in a bad shape. You've got to get me out of this thing. Because I'm in a bad shape. I agree with your sermon, but is there no eraser on the end of this pencil? Can I get out the mark? I can't handle myself. So, please understand, I don't mean to be like this. I get up in the morning, I practice being sweet. But look like, before I'm an hour in the day, I'm evil. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. I'm evil. I scream at my kids, and they're just playing with me. I get short-tempered with my neighbors, and folk on the job, I go to slinging things and throwing things. And somebody asks me, what's wrong with me? None of your business. What makes me act? What I do? For to will is present. Will, what do I mean? What do I mean? The desire to do right is present. I've got a desire for to will is present. I mean, I want to do right. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on my soul this morning. Jesus, have mercy on me this morning. For for to will. I've got the desire. I don't mean to be like this. I don't want to be like this. And I even keep saying to myself, I'm going to do better. I mean to do better. I said to myself, I'm going down to church this morning, and when I leave there, I'm going to do better. I mean to. I've got the will to do. But I've got a more serious problem. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. The best translation is, but the power, the strength to do what I want to do, I can't find it. Can I make a reference? It's not offensive.
But you look down the aisle, I can see two walkers right now. You see them? Do you think they got them because they want them? They would love to throw those walkers away and walk out of here fast and jump like us. They've got the will to do it. But when they stand up, they can't find the power to do what they will to do. You ever been to bed, go to the hospital, and see some sick people, and say, I feel good. I went to the hospital the day and seen a lot of sick people. I went to see Sister Gibbons' mama, and she's standing in the wheelchair, had on her pearls and necklaces and stuff. And I said, Sister Simpson, you're really dressed up. And she said, I just turned 87 years old. And she said to me, she said, I feel good in my body. Said, but my legs just won't go. Said, I feel like I could get up and just run across this floor. It takes more than wanting to do right. To do right. You need more than a desire to do right. Because I got the will, but I don't have the power. I'm a prisoner of my weakness. I'm a prisoner of my lack of strength. Well, I don't know what the sermon has done for you, but it's been good to me. I'm going to tell you one more thing, and then George, you can get on the organ. Call it a good day. Now, how do I get the power to do what I know is right to do? Can I forever be a victim of my own weakness? Must I always and forever sit and just want to move? Will there ever become a day in my life that I can get up and do what I want to do? Well, if anybody really wants to know, I got an answer for you. But if you don't want to know, just excuse me while I tell the folk who wants to know. Is that right? Is that right? I know. You go to the sociologist, the psychiatrist, that's all right. Join the health spa. Jog every morning. But I know it's deeper than that. Is that right, warriors? I wanted to end on a good note. So I went in God's word and found me a good note. I don't want to leave you where you are. I've told you some bad news. Now I want to give you some good news. Oh, good news. Good news. Thank God for good news. I've got some real good news. I've found it over in John chapter 1 in verse 12. I've got some good news. Can anybody hear me this morning? I've got some good news. Some real good news. Is that all right?
Is that all right?
Finna give you some good news. Oh, Lord. In verse 12, it said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Oh, I came to Jesus.
Come on, Joyce.
I'm through. Come on, come on, come on. I came to Jesus.
Yeah. All right.
I came to Jesus. Couldn't do it by myself. Couldn't handle myself. But I came to Jesus as I was. I stayed out there trying to get better. But the longer I stayed, the worse I got. I tried to clean up my own life. I tried to clean up my own mind. I tried to make my own self happy. But the longer I stayed out there, the worse I got. But I heard about Jesus. Heard about Jesus. Heard about Jesus.
Wait a minute. Wait. Something else.
Heard about Jesus. So I bundled up all of my mess. I bundled up all of my mess. And I carried it to Jesus. I carried it to Jesus. I carried it to Jesus. I said, here it is. I can't handle it. Here it is. It's too big for me. He picked me up. He turned me around. Put my feet on solid ground. I'm happy. 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 Yes. Happy. With Jesus alone. I'm happy. Oh Lord. I'm happy. With Jesus alone. You want to know how I handle the mess that's in me? I don't do it. But a man moved in me. That's able to handle my monster. He's my monster handler.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
You get up and you come to Jesus and you do it right now. If you keep waiting to get it better, it's going to get worse. And somebody said, if I come to Jesus, what will that do? Well, I can't explain it to you. If you start to Jesus, he's already there. You'll go down on your insides and do a divine operation and make you brand new. Am I right? If any man be in Christ, he's what? I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Say it again. Oh, Lord.
Well, I'm through now.
That's good news.
Coming up here. Thanks, I'm through.
I'd come to Jesus.